Our next guest is a Maine native who has his own company, Hydrovive, and gets a chance to get some serious funding this weekend on national television as he goes in the Shark Tank. We're pleased to welcome Dr. Eric Roy to the program. Eric, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing just great, thank you. This is pretty exciting stuff. Before we talk about Shark Tank, let's talk about your company. And for anybody who's not aware, can you explain what it is that you do?
Yeah, we're an e-commerce water filtration company. And basically what we do is we actually optimize every filter we sell for the customer's water. So the filter that we sell in Bangor, Maine is different than the one in New York City because the water's different.
Now, you told our friend Alan Adams, who did a wonderful piece on you in the Maine Edge, that it was really what happened out in Flint, Michigan that inspired you to start this company.
Yeah, that's what it was. So basically, you know, as a chemist, I looked at what was going on in Flint, and the water filters out there weren't designed to handle the lead levels in Flint. So it's like, well, why not make a water filter that actually is? And then that idea kind of transitioned into what's now a startup, and we're about to get some press. So we're pretty excited.
What is the state of our water in America? Because we often say, well, compared to the rest of the world, our water's great, but Flint is not an isolated incident. Is our water much less safe than we'd like to believe?
It's one of those things where you do have to put it in perspective. Like you said, it is better than most of the rest of the world. There's no question about that. But it doesn't mean that there's no room for improvement. So the reality is, you know, there's a lot of old cities with old pipes, and any time that that comes into play, there's a potential for lead contamination. In Maine as well, you know, we also have quite a bit of arsenic in the bedrock. So if you get your water from the ground and there's arsenic in the bedrock, that can also contaminate your water. So, I mean, again, we are better off than most of the world. There's no question about it, but there is still a lot of room for improvement.
What was the audition process like for the Shark Tank?
This was kind of crazy. So I was naive / arrogant enough just to send an email to, like, pitch at sharktanktv.com or something, where, you know, my application, along with, you know, 50,000 others, kind of went to an inbox. But fortunately enough, someone from casting picked it up off the pile, and it's really quite a pretty intense casting process. So you work through various levels of casting associates, and then once you kind of make a short list, you get assigned some producers that are called segment producers, and they basically, their job is to put you in the best chance of success should you actually get to pitch on air. And as I think you probably realize, in show business, it's a lot of hurry up and wait.
Mm.
And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you're literally just waiting for the next call. So much so that when I actually learned that we had been selected to air, that had gone to my spam inbox, and I only accidentally found it.
Wow.
And unfortunately, it had been sitting there for about 2.5 weeks. So we got our prep time was a little abbreviated, you might say.
Now, I know you can't talk too much about it. Do you get a chance to meet Mark Cuban and Kevin and the crew before you actually walk out and deliver your pitch?
No, it's pretty much the weirdest thing ever. So you walk out and they show you that shot. Then you stand there on the carpet for like 30 seconds, and that's the first time you get to see them.
Wow.
And you're standing there 15 feet from them. And then you wait for 30 seconds so they can capture all, like, their setup footage, which is the weirdest thing ever, because it's just kind of like, oh, hi, bunch of TV personalities. We're just standing here silently being told to, like, stare each other down. And then when the director says go, you go. So it's the weirdest business situation I think I've ever been a part of. The integrity of the show is definitely there, where they have no idea about you or your company. The only thing that they're handed is your name and the company's name right before you get out on stage. So it's pretty wild.
Was it kind of a blur when you came off stage and maybe a day or two before you began to recall what it was like?
Let's put it this way. I'm looking forward to watching the episode tomorrow or Sunday night, because I'm pretty convinced that I only remember like 2% of what happened. And, you know, like one of the things that I don't think is necessarily very apparent to people is you're actually out there for over an hour.
Wow.
And they take that and they condense it down to whatever your segment length is. So it's just like, you know, I'm honestly looking forward to TV on Sunday.
Well, I'm sure this is a reminder too, that there are so many companies out there and a lot of great ideas, and it's such a fine line. And often there is an element of luck involved as to who is able to get the funding that can take their company and their idea to the next level.
Yeah, it's about fit, right? So if you could have the best biotech company on the planet, but if one of the sharks can't help you, it may not be a great fit. And that's two ways, right? Like, even if you do make a deal on the show, there is due diligence and all those other things. So things can kind of, you know, I think if you reach back, there's been some stories that talk about this. Some deals kind of fall apart at the end, you know, and that's okay, because it's a matter of the proper fit, not necessarily just like having a celebrity on board.
We're talking with Eric Roy here on Downtown Shark Tank coming up this Sunday night on ABC. I know they put you on a strict lockdown. You got to sign a lot of papers promising you won't talk about anything. Will it be a relief when Sunday rolls around and you can finally tell people and let them see what happened and share your experience in more detail?
Absolutely. So right now I'm just being looked in the face by people that are trying to interrogate me, and I'm just trying to give cowboy face, you know, just to not tip what actually happened, because they're like, okay, so Mark was on the show. Was it Mark? Rohan was on the show. Was it Rohan? And I'm just like sitting there like, guys, I'm not going to tell you. There's giant confidentiality agreement on my head. Not going to happen.
Yeah, we tried and tried to get Alan to crack and tell us anything about Jeopardy, but we couldn't. Even plying him with alcohol, we couldn't get anything out of him.
I know. And they remind you of that a lot. They're just like, remember, you can't tell anyone. You can't tell anyone. You signed all this stuff. And it's like, yes, yes, yes. But it's kind of good to... I think there's some positivity in the suspense, right? I mean, if everyone knew...
Right.
And what would be the point of throwing a watch party?
Absolutely. Hey, you got a nice little good luck wish from your old high school, too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Lisbon has stepped it up. So I graduated from Lisbon in 2000, and I am currently the marquee of the high school, just saying, like, good luck, Eric, on Shark Tank. So it's one of those things. Like, I live in D.C. now, but Maine is always going to be home, and it's just kind of one of those things that makes you feel really good when you know that your hometown has your back. So hoping that I don't let everyone down in Lisbon and Colby College and Bangor and you name. So should be a good time tomorrow or on Sunday.
People want to learn more about the company. What's the best way for them to do that before Sunday night?
Check it out, www.hydrovive.com. Our website's going to be in a little bit of disrepair right up until Sunday, just because we're getting ready for watch night. So you might see some sharky stuff, and some water puns, but yeah, you can definitely check it out.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I guess I wish you good luck, even though you already know how it ends, but we don't know. So good luck to you on Sunday night. We'll be watching ABC's Shark Tank, Eric Roy and Hydrovive, trying to get some serious help from some big money folks. Erica, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your story, and we're pulling for you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Eric Roy, Dr. Eric Roy of Hydrovive here on Downtown.